Share Food with Jules Serkin. Eating and drinking our way around the food business.
And a warm good afternoon to you all, listeners. I love that man on my intro. It just makes me feel like lying on a chaise longue and having him feed me grapes. I don't know who he is. I must meet him. Welcome to the show. It's all about food and drink that we all love. Some good for us and some perhaps not so good. And we're going to be talking about your news and events as well with the lovely Matt Cook, who is on my flanking me on my left. Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Yeah, we're going to have all the news and events that Matt will be rounding up for you later on, mostly foodie in the UK and London, maybe a few international ones as well. I know we have a lot of USA listeners. So today we're going to be looking at how to boost your energy levels with the right food. There is a lot going on with hashtags. You may have seen them on Twitter if you follow Twitter. How to eat clean and what that really means. So we're going to be looking at that. And I hauled in some experts. We've got four experts to talk us about the food that can affect your performance and could help you to. What we're thinking is maybe a few little snags and tweaks in your diet could change your life, perhaps. So I'm Jules Serkin. I forgot to tell you who I am. I'm sure you know me by now, listener. In the studio with me, we've got Dr. Jacqueline Greenfield, and she is from Greenfield's Clinic, obviously named after Jacqueline. It's based in Canterbury, and she's got her hubby, the naturopath and osteopath and author, Tom Greenfield. And together they run this amazing clinic specialising in natural medicine and nutrition as a way to improve your patient's overall health or their patient's overall health. And Tom has written the foreword to the bestseller, which I discovered a while back. It's called Eat Right for Your Type, and it's the blood group diet, and it's by Dr. Peter D'Adamo. And when I read the foreword of this book and discovered Tom, I found it very intriguing. I'm going to start reading it a little bit more. But I'm thinking that when we're all so different, and a blood group O is very, very different, Tom's going to tell us, from a blood group A. Looking at genes as well, you know, from our ancestors. So I'm completely out of my depth on this, but we will be grilling Jacqueline and Tom Greenfield about it. We're also joined by Christian Coates, who will be on the phone. He's the founder of Soulmate Foods, and he's the author, this is an author show, of The Gourmet Fitness. And he's also discovered that by making the proper meals for people, he can up their performance. So he's working with fitness people, boxers and runners. I believe he's with Team GB, and he's going to tell us about that later on. And then also later in the programme, I don't know how we fit this all in, but we will, listener, in an hour. We'll be hearing from Kerry Jones, and she is a natural chef and a founder of the Natural Kitchen Adventures blog. And she was today running a cooking and catering for a yoga retreat. So we were having a good old chat about that. So you'll be hearing that later on. Our experts are here to answer all your questions. You can get some free advice. This is a grab this chance, because usually you'd have to pay a consultation fee. I will ask Tom and Jacqueline how much. Later on we'll get down to the nitty gritty of cost, because health can be expensive. But this is your chance to get free answers. They're here in the chair. So tweet in. And you can tweet me personally at Jules Serkin, that's S for sugar, E-R-K-I-N, or Share Radio UK. And Matt will be filing through your tweets and reading them out for us, and we'll be asking our panel. So if you do feel a bit confused by it all, I'm hoping that Tom and Jacqueline will soothe the way for you, and we can be perhaps making a few tweaks to our diet that will give us more energy and more fitness. We're coming up to winter. We need to be healthy after all. So let's also, by the way, you can text us on 66777, so 66777, and start your text, please, with the word share, and we'll hear you. So let's go over to our lovely Share Food producer. And apparently he's a notorious food junkie, which I'm going to rummage in his drawers later on and check out what he's eating. But Matt, what have you got going for you on the Twitter?
Well, we've had some really nice people tweeting in from last week's show. We had the Kent tweet up, so we're very happy to have Kent foodies on the show last week. We had... obviously, we had Ken Lloyd coming in saying it was interesting and entertaining show. So pencil me in for next week. Obviously, enjoyed that one. And then we had Whitstable Stove Shop. And they said, I had to catch up on the archive due to a shop being full of customers on the day. So we've had some really really nice people tweeting in. So
that sounds good. The Stove Shop. So getting ready for winter.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you wanted to tweet in, it's at Share Radio UK. And just tell us what you think.
Well, Matt... Just while we're talking about food, is this true about your pot noodle thing?
It is difficult to wait until the office is quiet enough for me to have a secret pot noodle because I get judged.
Any particular flavour?
It's chicken and mushroom. I did the other day tried to get chicken and mushroom, but the same colour is also a Brazil flavour, which is a little bit upsetting. It wasn't chicken and mushroom.
I'm just going to go over and ask Tom. Tom's gone quite pale at this. I bet that pot noodle has never seen a chicken or a mushroom. Tom, just very quickly before we play a tune, what do you think of Matt's pot noodle thing going on there?
I do remember a story about a group of students who lived on pot noodles all term and they actually ended up with scurvy.
Right. How are your legs?
I feel stable at the moment, but I don't know. I suppose you don't know until it happens. So maybe I should stop the pot noodles. You know, I do get judgment. People walking past me saying, what are you doing to yourself?
Let's see if we can sway him, Tom and Jacqueline, later on in the show. So we're going to just tell us briefly before I play a tune, bit of tunage, what you're going to be telling the listeners about the blood group, just so that you can tickle their taste buds. Just Tom, first of all, in a nutshell.
Well, we're going to tell people how they can find out their blood group, what it means, why it's important, how it can affect their health, and what we might do in the clinic if somebody... had a problem, and we could do it through their blood group and recommending foods.
Oh, that sounds like a good one. So if you don't know your blood group, which I don't, I actually rang my doctor's surgery yesterday as a little test, and they don't hold it on record, and Tom will be telling us all about that after this song. So I was racking my brains, what can I play natural? And I found something from the 70s. Let's take you back. This is Humble Pie with Natural Born Boogie. She's got it where you find it, if you know what I mean. Oh, a little bit of humble pie there. I think that must be a healthy pie, don't you, Tom Greenfield? We're going to talk, first of all, to Jacqueline Greenfield, because ladies first, I do believe. Thanks for coming in, both of you. And you brought your goodies here. We've got now, I'm just showing you, we've got a lovely uni bar that we're going to be eating, which is the one protein bar that's right for your type. And also a stack of books I'm going to be reading till next November, I think. Jacqueline, just tell us, first of all, you are American, I do believe.
Yes. Hi, Jules.
Hi. Where do you hail from in America?
My latest place is Arizona, where my grown children live, and I'm originally from New York.
Right. I love New York. I do. I always eat quite well there, actually, and do a lot of walking. You walk everywhere in New York, don't you?
Yeah, it's a bit like London. That's why I enjoy it being here, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, it's great to have you. Oh, I just want to run through some of the stuff that you've been doing. The first question, of course, that we're all dying to know, and I know Tom's going to fill in on this as well, but let's ask you, Jackie, what is the blood group diet and why is it so important to eat for your blood group?
Well, the blood group diet is an array of normal foods that are specialized based on your blood group. There are a number of blood groups that we also include, mm-hmm. which we can talk about later, but the main blood groups is the A, B, and O blood groups with the Rh factor. And there's variations in how a person will digest their foods, manage stress, manufacture neurochemistry, including dopamine, serotonin, and cortisols, as well as managing fats. So based on the blood group, we would be designing a diet that would either be lower in saturated fats for someone who's group A, for example, and someone and maybe more carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates for someone group A, for example. And then there's the idiosyncratic blood type, the AB.
Why is it idiosyncratic?
Because they're a combination of blood group A and B.
So they're sort of a cocktail.
Right. B is, in the UK, is a very, there's a very low distribution of Bs in the UK, although I kind of find quite a few of them that come to our practice.
Maybe we're traveling around a bit more. But where would you typically find a B, a blood group B person?
Bs are typically in the Asian population.
Okay.
There's about a 14% rate in the U.S., so it's not as high. And then AB is a much lower percentage. The combination being that they're not fully having difficulties with the blood group B foods and not fully having problems with the blood group A foods, but there are, you know, so they need to, you know, eat a combination of those foods, but with some particular changes in them.
I'm wondering how people actually discover you. So why would someone suddenly think, right, I'm going to go and find a blood group clinic, a specialist clinic? How do they come to discover you?
Well, I think
they come when they're ill, or?
Well, people who are ill are surfing the web constantly, but they'll find a number of diets there. The blood group diet has withstood the test of time. It's about 60 years old because it was brought into being by Dr. Peter Diadamo's father. So it's endured many, many years of, you know, people saying that this is a fad diet, or it's, you know, it doesn't work, because there's huge populations of people who claim to have gotten phenomenal benefits, including weight loss, lowering blood pressure, calming themselves, having more energy just by following their blood type diet.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we had one tweet this morning that was saying, is it just a fad? And I mean, I know from stuff that I've done in my diet, the reason I stick to such a boring gluten-free diet, which is boring, let's face it, when you're going out and you can't have fun. And I am, as Rita has said, Rita Lobo, my producer, I am a bon viveur and I really dislike going out and saying I can't have that. But the reason I do it and the reason I keep to it is because of my energy levels and the fact that it makes me feel so much better. So I guess when people come and see you and you put them on these diets and you give them supplements and things, they will see an improvement fairly quickly. Could you just tell me about a case study of something to so listeners can get what you're up to?
Certainly. Husband and wife team, but I'll speak about the husband based on the limits of time. 37-year-old gentleman with hands that would shake and feel he would feel anxious all the time. He claimed that he had a high metabolism and needed to eat every couple of hours with eating snacks all day long. Very low energy, and when he would come home after his dinner, he would instantly fall asleep. He couldn't maintain himself. So being a naturopathic...
Which is half a life, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not living.
Truly. He was very pale. Being a naturopathic doctor, I'm comfortable making sure that my patients are screened for any medical problems. And being in the UK, not being able to practice as a medical doctor, I always make sure that the patients have seen their doctors, their GPs recently. And I will also... require that I look at their blood tests to screen, for example, if he's having a high pulse and he's hungry all the time, I would, you know, screen for hyperthyroidism, for example.
First of all.
And 37 years old, I would also be screening for ruling out any cardiac disease. So I'm looking at those lab reports to be sure that they're clear. Then once I've done that, ruling all that out, you know, making sure I've gotten a diet diary for days or so to be sure I know what might be their predominant issues.
So they write down what they're eating over 4 days.
Yeah, over a 4 day period minimum, and then based on that, I can make some really good initial recommendations. I highly recommend that my patients get their genes evaluated using like 23andMe. So it's a very simple test and it's very inexpensive because I can actually look at their entire blood group genes as well as some of the other genes that are related to fat metabolism, blood sugar metabolism. And so the leptins and the adiponectins and the cholesterol genes all are included in that. So I can design and refine a diet that for, and he was blood group O with, and a non-secreta, which Tom will probably talk more about. I was able to refine his diet and give him a diet with free-range animal foods because of his fat metabolism issues and also high elimination of high glycemic foods because of his blood sugar issues based on that.
That's so interesting. And I'm going to go over to Tom now. But a great case study there. And we must tell listeners that we're talking to Jacqueline Greenfield. She's a doctor, but she is actually qualified as a naturopathic medical doctor since 1998. But I love the fact that you refer back to GP first, which is brilliant. Tom Greenfield from Canterbury. I know you also have a practice in Harley Street too in London because we've got a lot of listeners in London.
That's right. We're at number 86 Harley Street.
Jackie's whispering. Typical woman, you see. She knows exactly where she lives. Number 86 Harley Street.
Yep, on the fourth floor.
Okay, and what days are you in London?
We're there every Tuesday.
Brilliant. So tell us, first of all, a little bit about how you got connected with Peter D'Adamo. And if you could fill the listener in on who Peter D'Adamo is, and if I could say his name correctly, perhaps you'll help me. Just tell us about who he is and how you connected.
Well, I read his book when it was first published in the UK. A colleague of mine who I went to naturopathic school with phoned me up and said, "Have you read this book about blood groups and food?" And I thought, well, that sounds like an interesting idea. As soon as I read it, I thought, that's why I can't get anywhere with some of my patients. When we studied, we were told to put everyone on a vegetarian, raw food, whole food type of diet.
So I must just tell listeners that you are an osteopath and a naturopath.
That's right.
That's your background.
Yes.
Carry on. Sorry to interrupt.
So when I read this book, I realized that some people actually do better on what Jackie was talking about, like a higher protein lean meat and lower carbohydrate diet, whereas others actually do better on a low fat and more vegetarian oriented diet. And so I read this book. I didn't actually know my own blood group at the time, so I had to order a test kit.
So tell us about this test kit.
It came with a really kind of medieval lancet to prick into my finger, which was like you bend back. They're not like this now, but it's like a
How long ago was this? You don't look so
this
old.
This was 20 years ago.
You only look about 15. Come on. It's the diet, obviously.
Thank you.
So you don't have to bend backwards with this sabre?
Nowadays, you just have a very neat little lancet where you pull off the plastic cap and you press the button into your finger and it pops a needle in and out within a second, or less than a second. But in these days, you had to bend back this sharp thing off of like a tin, I don't know, like a flat tin thing, and then jab it into your finger. And if it didn't bleed enough, you had to jab it in again.
Sounds very Flintstone.
Keep jabbing. It was. And then you have to get 4 drops of blood on this card, and then you can read your blood group. And when I saw that I was the blood group A, I was quite relieved, because I'd always had more of a leaning towards being vegetarian, and the blood group A people don't do so well on red meats, and they need like a lower fat and more complex, more carbohydrates in terms of.
So, what kind of carbs? You're not talking about great big loaves of bread, are you?
Well, the blood group A people can usually eat more bread than blood group O or B, for example. But they should, of course, limit their carbohydrates and have whole grains like spelt, rye, oats and barley, that kind of thing. And, of course, the other gluten-free grains like brown rice, quinoa, and those are all perfectly acceptable for...
If you can say quinoa. Because I've always struggled.
Quinoa, quinoa. Yeah. I asked somebody from South America once, and he said, we call it quinoa, but you call it whatever you want.
It's become very popular. But actually, from what you're saying, you were on trend 20 years ago with what's happening now, where people are perhaps cutting down on carbs or eating, let's say, clean carbs. You were right there, weren't you?
Yeah, in the beginning, it was like... people didn't understand why some people had a different diet to others, whereas most people are putting everybody on the same diet and they're saying everybody must follow the same diet because this is the only diet that works. Well, maybe it works for them, but it doesn't work for everyone else.
No. And so you wrote the foreword. Remind me of the book, because there's so many books here, that you wrote the foreword for Peter D'Adamo's...
He wrote Peter D'Adamo. He calls himself...
D'Adamo, I like it.
It's I think the name comes from Italy originally.
Sounds very Italian.
And he wrote a later book called The Genotype Diet, Change Your Genetic Destiny, which actually is a more advanced book than the Eat Right for Your Type and the Live Right for Your Type. It's not based just on blood group, but on a complex series of measurements of fingers and head shape, teeth, legs, torso.
Yes, head shape, because I met you ages ago, about 10 years ago, in a yoga class, and you looked at my forehead and said your blood group O from my forehead. So does that mean I'm sort of caveman?
Well, if you are blood group O, we still haven't got round to testing your blood group even after all these years.
Yeah.
Then you should be on a more hunter-gatherer style diet.
So but that's...
What the genotype diet book does is it actually divides blood group O into hunter or gatherer.
Right.
So whereas the hunter should be eating more lean meats.
Wild saber-toothed tiger type things.
Exactly. And the gatherer should be really cutting down on complex carbohydrates to protect themselves from insulin resistance and potential diabetes.
I'm just going to cut through now and read listeners, tell them how they can find you, because we're going to go over to Matt in a minute and also to speak to our next guest. And then we'll probably have time to come back to you. But to find out more about Tom and Jacqueline and this amazing work they do in Canterbury and in London, you can go to, I'm using the 3Ws, greenfieldsclinic.co.uk, is that correct?
Yes.
And can they also find out about your books on there and everything as well?
We have a separate website called greenfieldshealthstore.co.uk.
Okay. And can they buy these gorgeous bars on there?
Yes, all the bars, a protein blend for your type, and various supplements which are suitable for all blood groups are listed on there.
I have a little question for you before we go over to our next guest, and it is, I'm not sure who it's from, but it's come through on the Twitter and Matt's popped it through to me. It's, how can the blood group diet be used in family cooking without having separate meals for everyone? You've got 60 seconds in a nutshell.
Okay, well, we actually have a software which can analyse your blood group data and all the other data we talked about, and it prints out a personalised diet report for you in like a 30 or 40 page report. Well, this software also has another aspect where you can link up to you can link several different, I think four different people together, and it prints out a list of the recommended foods for all of those four people, and you can read across and see which ones are suitable for all of them. It's called the Swami Genotype software, and it's something that we do in the clinic because it involves all the measurements and doing various blood tests.
I think come and see you first and perhaps read the book, get it on your e-reader or buy from that website. And don't forget to keep your tweets coming in, listener, to me at Jules Serkin and also at Share Radio UK. We do want to hear from you, and it is time for free advice, very unusual in this day and age. And don't forget, we're going to go now and speak to Christian Coates. Now, he is the founder of Soulmate Foods, and he's also an author of Gourmet Fitness. Just to remind you who we've got in the studio, we've got the amazing Tom Greenfield, and Jacqueline Greenfield from Greenfield's Clinic. And what I was going to say, just very quickly, is this is a whole new show. I mean, I'm going to talk to Matt Cook after the show. This is a health food show as well, you know, so we could go on for 3 hours. We're going to play a little song now, and it is, in your honour, Jacqueline, and mine, of course, Natural Woman by Carole King.
Yay.
Love it.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired, and when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind.
That was the gorgeous Carole King there with You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. And channeling his natural woman in a woman, let's hope, we have on the line Christian Coates, I believe. Hello, good afternoon.
Correct. Hi, how are you doing? Are you well?
I'm very well, all the better for tracking you down. How are you and where are you?
I'm up in Manchester at the moment, so apologies I couldn't be there in person.
Today. Oh, we miss you. We miss you, Christian. And what... What are you doing up there in Manchester?
I've been at an exhibition this morning. We've had like a bit of a fair, so I had to show my face this morning. So apologies for that.
Okay, so what are you doing up there? Are you actually presenting something, or? Fill us
in.
No,
we're just showcasing our new menus and things like that that we've got launching over the next couple of weeks. We've got a whole new digital platform launching, so we're just kind of showcasing that at the moment. It's something quite revolutionised for what we're trying to achieve.
Okay.
The personalised nutrition. So, yeah, it's all good.
Okay, I'm just going to remind the listeners. So we've got Christian Coates on. He is the founder of soulmatefood.com. And I'm just picking up your accent there. So give us a clue, Christian. Where were you born?
I'm from up north. I'm from near Manchester in a place called Rosendale.
Okay, so do you ever partake of a Timmy Taylor ale?
No, I'm not a real ale kind of guy, I'm afraid. But a lot of my friends do, and certainly my father does.
What about, have you discovered Stamford pork pies?
Of course, it's a staple.
It is, it's my one weakness, Christian, but I'm sure that's not what you're delivering to your clients. So just tell me, tell me and the listener, Christian, how you got started in your soulmate food business and what was your eureka moment when you decided that you should be doing this?
Yeah, so I mean, I've always been quite fit and healthy when I was younger. I used to play a lot of football, and I went into hospitality. So I used to have a restaurant and a bar.
Okay, where was that based?
That was in Manchester.
Okay.
But I was obviously pretty young at the time, drinking a bit too much, eating all the wrong things at the wrong time, and just the lifestyle didn't really agree with me. So I kind of left that industry and went to America for a bit of a sabbatical.
Whereabouts?
Over there. Went all over, so we started in Miami, and then we travelled up and ended up in Laguna Beach. But my friend who I went with at the time was a personal trainer, so I ended up retraining over there as a personal trainer and just kind of got a thirst for life and for nutrition, and just saw that the diet delivery system over there was really taking off. But it was really kind of over-processed. A lot of it was frozen. It was always like a luminous food. But I thought, what a great idea for convenience, personalised nutrition. And there was nothing like that in the UK. So
I just missed that last bit, Christian. Sorry. So you said a lot of it was over-processed and...
Yeah, it was like a luminous. So it's all like this luminous food.
Colour. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Additives.
Exactly, and colouring. So I thought, what a great idea. But if we did it well, so it's a lot more natural, it's a lot more organic, and also a lot more personalised. So I came back to the UK and gave it a whirl, and Soulmate Food was born.
So what was that, as a business, running a business, how was that, you know, and getting your boots on the ground? Did you have to find a factory to produce all this food? And, and where were you sourcing it from?
It was really, really tough. It was a real slow start. We're going back kind of 6 or 7 years ago. So there wasn't such an emphasis on health food as there is now. So we were one of the pioneers, really, of especially personalising nutrition and delivering to the doorstep. There was nobody there, no doing it. So for us, it wasn't just like in a restaurant that was used to, where you can create the food and hand it over to a customer. We've got to kind of design it. It's got to serve a purpose. It's got to travel, it's got to have shelf life, it's got to be right nutritionally. So there's a lot of things that go into the actual final product. So initially it was a real, real struggle and a huge undertaking to perfect what we're doing. A lot of it, well, pretty much everything revolves around processes and systems. It's a kind of personal chef at the level we are now for nearly 1,000 people a week. So
now, is this a thing that I would be able to afford? This is my one. I know it's a bit of a rude question, but would I be able to afford to do this, Christian?
I think when you break it down, I mean, a lot of people eat out these days. A lot of people want to eat healthily but don't want to cook. So there's obviously the time aspect. And you're also investing in your health. So what we've tried to do is actually kind of streamline our packages. And we've just launched a lunchbox menu. So we can offer a juice, a personalised snack and a personalised lunch direct to your office, and it works out about £12.50 a day. So it's similar that you pay at Pret or M&S.
Yeah, I mean, you could spend that on a sandwich and a drink and a coffee, couldn't you, really?
Yeah.
Sounds very good. And tell me a little bit about, you're working with athletes and boxers and that, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. So we got a contract it was the 2012 Olympics, where we worked really closely with Team GB and their nutritionists. Where we kind of fed all the athletes at the Olympic Games. But our main kind of success story was through GB boxing, through combat sports. So we can really personalise each athlete's nutrition in conjunction with their goal, body type, size, etc. So for weight management sports, especially like boxing, UFC, we're really, really kind of at the top of our game from a nutrition perspective.
So might be an obvious question, but how would you feed, for example, a female ballerina as opposed to a boxer?
So it all depends in terms of, so we take into consideration the height, the weight, the goals, their activity levels, as well as their times, the training and intensity, which helps us calculate their energy expenditure. And then we can then put a menu together to deliver that. But we also then on the flip side, take into consideration all their ingredients preferences, as well as dietary preferences. So we can completely eliminate one ingredient out of your menu, plus any dietary groups as well. So you can have wheat-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, halal, kosher, etc. So it's really, really personalised, and we can tailor it each day, each meal type, depending on when you're training and what your wellness goal is.
So what about, I'm just thinking, Christian, if people are out, would you be able to leave it in a cool box or something if they were not at home at the time?
Yeah, that's one of the big things that we get asked all the time. So we actually deliver through the night. So we deliver twice a week, anywhere in the UK and Ireland. And when you wake up in the morning before 7 a.m, your hamper's on your doorstep or in your requested safe place. So it's really simple. So when you get up in the morning, just unpack it, put it in the fridge, eat your breakfast and take the rest of the meals in a cool bag to work. So it's really, really simple.
Oh, it sounds really good. And how, I know you mentioned organic and the quality of food. How are you sourcing your food?
We source through some real select suppliers that we have that we've worked with over a number of years. And we have, you know, a lot of suppliers supplying different things. People from, you know, organic suppliers. We've got one guy at the moment doing rhubarb that he grows it under candlelight. So we go to real kind of great lengths to get different and weird and wonderful ingredients, because that's part of our USP. So we try and create meals that include ingredients that you can't really buy from shops or stores, and that gives us something really unique about the product that we offer.
And thinking of rhubarb under candlelight, I've just got this vision of him like Wee Willy Winky. What about organic and sprays and things like that? Are you trying to source stuff like that?
Yeah, we're not organic certified, because we can't guarantee the yield. So, but we use organic where available. So all our produce, all our fruit, veg, meat, etc. is organic where available. But in some cases, there might be a bad yield, like today where it's raining so heavily. It can destroy crops, so we have to use a non-organic alternative.
And do you think, Christian, that people are going a bit too far? You know, let's not mention too many celebrity names, but there's a young lady at the moment that's in the news who's got very, very thin. And, you know, it's always in the gossip how thin she is. And I have to say, sometimes I look at celebrities and they're women, but they look like, you know, 13-year-old girls, their arms, and they have that, what I call the lollipop look. Like, do you remember, you know, sort of big head and the tiny, tiny body? How far do you think, you know, people that are living on sort of juice all day for 4 or 5 days a week, how are you combating that sort of thing? And so you're not making people, you know, stick to a very strict regime.
I think what we do is everything's very realistic and it's scientifically based as well. So every meal is kind of worked out from a science perspective. So it's validated in terms of what we're trying to achieve. So it's not a fad. You know, we're not, like you said before, giving people a banana a day or just feeding them salads. It's completely balanced in conjunction with what they're trying to achieve. And I think people need to get away from the fact that there isn't this quick fix. You know, it's not enjoyable. It can't be pleasant, you know, juicing for weeks on end.
No, it can be boring.
Yeah.
Lastly, sorry to interrupt, Christian. Just lastly, how do you think the restaurant trade are sort of going along with this healthy eating, lean eating trait that's coming, or fashion or whatever change? Do you think they're cottoning on, or are we still having all the creams and things?
No, definitely. I think there's a huge And it's become very fashionable at the moment. I mean, like I was saying before, we started, say, 6-7 years ago, and we were doing green smoothies then, and people were like, oh, God, what's that? It's disgusting. It's awful. Now, it's the coolest thing you can have in your hand walking down the street.
Yeah.
So
I think
a real uptake in fashion of food being healthy at the moment, yeah.
You see that in New York all the time. Everybody walks down, you know, with a smoothie or a juice in their hand. It's quite normal. And in your honour this morning, and also with my guests Tom and Jacqueline Greenfield, who are in the studio, I had a kale and beetroot smoothie with a pear off my tree. So hopefully you will approve of that. We have one tweet, which I think I'm going to ask you. Can the meals you've evolved as the body changes or fitness level increase in this initial plan? This is a bit of a strange tweet.
I'll read it again.
Can the meals be evolved as the body changes? Oh, I get it now. As the body changes or fitness level increased. So you change it, do you?
Yeah, so when you log into our system, you have your own dashboard, and every week, every 2 weeks, we prompt you to update your statistics. So
all right.
as you go forwards with your plan, say over 4 to 8 weeks, your statistics will change, your body shape will change, your training may change, and that allows us to incorporate those changes into your menu as well. So your portion size may go up, your calories may increase, your protein may increase, depending on, you know, how you're evolving through the plan.
That's excellent. I mean, that tweet, you might want to contact them later on. It's at Syd, S-Y-D Robson, R-O-B-S-O-N. She has said that she's just broken her leg and has a metal pole through the bone and is struggling on crutches. So maybe you can look at her calcium there, I guess, and bone growth. She's going to be healing, isn't she? We have to close now on that, Christian. I could talk to you for.
Okay, no problem.
I think it's a whole new show there. I might pop down and see you. And you are based in London as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we're based all over. So we're based in London and Manchester is our main offices. So
brilliant.
Yeah,
So
you'll find us at Virgin Active. We've just launched in 65 Virgin Active clubs. And 15 of our own juice bars in there. So for Virgin Active members, you can come down and sample the menus.
Congratulations. It sounds like your business is rocking. If you've got into Virgin Active, my hat goes off to you, Christian. You can find Christian's Gourmet Fitness in all good bookshops. Is it on Amazon yet?
It is, yeah. It's on Amazon and in leading bookstores as well.
Brilliant. Well, for now, Christian.
Make a great Christmas present.
Yes, Christmas, Easter, birthday, Passover. For now, Christian Coates, thanks very much, founder of Soulmate. Thank you very much for coming on. I know you're hugely busy, and let's get you in the studio when you're next in London. Let us know, and we'll get you in, and perhaps I could taste some of your lovely boxes of food.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to.
We'll speak to you very soon. For now, goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Christian Coates, and you can find him on www.soulmatefood.com. Let's twinkle over to Matt Cook and see what he's got going. We're going to actually have an interview with Kerry Jones, I believe. I talked to her earlier on. I was just in my pyjamas, listener. And she's a healthy eating and healthy lifestyle blogger. And I found her doing the catering for a yoga retreat. So we were talking about wind-inducing pulses and whether she's using them or not. So, Matt, are you going to play Kerry Jones' interview for me, my love?
Yeah, I'll put Kerry on right now. She's ready to go.
But, here she is.
Yeah.
So, Kerry, is there a little bit of Welsh going on there, can you tell me, in your ancestry?
Everyone in our family got given Welsh names to carry that along down the line.
I love that. So you cut out a little bit there. So did you say it was your grandparents or your parents?
Yeah, my parents and my grandparents. Actually, everybody in my family ever before me was Welsh. So
okay.
Very important for me to carry that on.
Let me just fill the listener in on a little bit about you, and then we'll ask some things. I know you're really busy today catering for an event. So you are a natural food blogger and chef. And you're catering an event right now, which I'm going to find out a little bit about. But just to let you know that you can find Kerry on www.naturalkitchenadventures.com. And you can tweet her at Kerry, which is spelt with a C, just to complicate my life, C-E-R-I, kitchen. Is that right,
yeah,
Kerry?
That's right.
Brilliant. So can you tell us a little bit of mystery about what you're actually doing this weekend?
I'm catering a yoga retreat this weekend. So we've got 9 guests who are here for 2 nights to do yoga, and I'm cooking all the food for them. And we'll also be doing a raw chocolate workshop tomorrow. So I'm just trying to introduce them to some of the, you know, the ideas behind making sweet treats. We'll talk about sugar and cocoa powder. And then other than that, just giving them lots of healthy foods to help nourish them.
Excellent. I'll let you into a little secret with the listeners that I used to be a yoga teacher and I used to run yoga retreats.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I know a little bit about how cutting out, let's talk about perhaps cutting out sugar and certainly caffeine and things on a yoga retreat would be one of the first things you do, and how that would affect the mind and the body. So what kind of things are you looking at when you feed these yogis?
So just getting as much as fruit and vegetables in them as possible, and also being mindful of not making foods that are too filling and bloating. I think people often find that a problem when you're twisting and moving around the room, and then you have a massive meal and then you go to bed and then you've got to get up and do yoga first thing in the morning. So it's about kind of making it light whilst also, you know, people here on holiday are making it a bit indulgent as well.
Yeah. And are you going completely vegan on this yoga retreat?
We're vegetarian, so using eggs. We'll be having eggs for brunch tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Cake for dinner last night, which had eggs in it. So just kind of including a little bit of it, and then mostly dairy-free, and then a lot of it's gluten-free as well, just giving people lots of options and presenting them with some different foods maybe they haven't tried before.
And are you doing breakfast, lunch and dinner, 3 meals? Or?
Yes, today, breakfast, lunch and dinner.
How many are you cooking for?
11, including me.
And do you sit down and eat with them?
I try to.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice for me to be a part of the retreat as well, rather than just being the person in the background. So people can ask me about food and we can also sort of talk about it in a really friendly way.
And do you actually get to do some yoga as well?
I'm hoping to take part in their workshops this afternoon if I do enough prep for this evening's dinner.
And whereabouts is this yoga retreat? And what can you see from your window?
It's very green. I can also see a lot of rain, which is a bit of a shame. The last time we were at this retreat, it was a beautiful, beautiful weekend in October. So it's a bit sad now. I think everyone's gone off on a walk. We'll hopefully come back very wet and then hopefully hungry for the stew that I'm currently making for them.
And so, Kerry, you're using lots of pulses and lentils and things like that sort of to make things more wholesome.
So there's quinoa and stew at lunchtime. We'll have a lentil dal with the dinner this evening. Not so much in the chickpeas. So I try and mix up a bit and just not always do the same foods. And actually sometimes lentils and pulse can be a bit bloating.
So I know we've had a few listeners that have been saying, you know, it's all very well cooking healthy meals and eating well, but it's expensive. So how would you get around that as a food caterer?
Well, knowing where you can use cheaper products and then where to use substitutions. So, for example, I find quinoa is actually quite expensive. So if you're cooking quinoa as a side, maybe, if you're doing a curry and want to do quinoa instead of rice, it would be quite expensive. So instead, it's, you know, maybe using quinoa in another way, and I'm using it in stew right now, and using the cheaper grain. So I'm a big fan of buckwheat, which is about half the price of quinoa, and just trying to make everything from scratch where possible. But things like lentils are really, really well priced, so they go a long way, and it's certainly much cheaper than trying to cater for everybody using meat and fish.
So do you buy it all for your business at a wholesaler and then transport it down? Or?
We actually use Ocado, a delivery service, just because for me to go and do all the shopping myself for 12 people for a weekend would be ridiculous. If I have everything delivered, and then, you know, you've got, you know, I can spend the time online making sure I've got everything. And then if I want to use anything in particular, so, you know, I usually bring my hoard of spices down with me.
I love that. And what's your favourite spice? Because I'm a real cardamom freak. So tell me about your spices. Cumin and cardamom.
I was with someone 10 minutes ago, cumin, just because it's not really a spicy spice. It's, you know, a warming spice. And I think it can transform quite easily the flavour of anything. I mean, naturopathically speaking, I like things like turmeric because they've got really good health benefits.
Do you ever use spices for health, like, you know, you were saying about warming, but I've just discovered turmeric, which stains my fingers terribly, but apparently that's very good for sort of joints and arthritis-y things.
It's a natural anti-inflammatory, so it can bring down inflammation in the body, and few medical studies that have been done that have proved that it can be more powerful than drugs like ibuprofen. How detailed those studies are, I don't know, but there have been studies into it.
It's very, very interesting. Have you got any events you'd like to tell us coming up?
Yeah, I'm teaching an Eating for Optimum Health masterclass at Made in Hackney, which is a really lovely little cooking school in Stoke Newington, Hackney in London. I'll be doing that on the 28th of November. And then next weekend, we're back here in Sussex for another yoga retreat. I believe there are some spaces left. And then we'll be back here again at the beginning of December. And then I'm here for once a month for the next 6 months. So all the spaces will be great to have people in the retreat.
That sounds good. So if people want to find out about the Made in Hackney, can they go onto your website to find out about that?
Yeah, there's an events page on my website, which I always update. And it usually just to go... leave my website to go and buy the tickets from elsewhere, but everything that I'm doing is always listed on there for people to
Brilliant.
Know.
And Kerry, are there any things that you'd recommend for tools or maybe a decent cookbook?
I would say number one is drink more water,
which
sounds really simple, but I'm terrible at drinking water. I think a lot of the time people mistake hunger for thirst. A general health tip is to drink more water.
That sounds brilliant. A big thank you, Kerry, for coming on. I know you're hugely busy. You go back to your lovely natural kitchen and I'm going to read out your website. It's www.naturalkitchenadventures.com. For now, thanks, Kerry. That's been brilliant talking to you.
Thanks very much.
And you can also find Kerry on at Kerry's Kitchen, and it is spelt with a C, so C-E-R-I, kitchen. And over to Matt. First of all, I'm going to ask you, Matt, tweets and events, but I hope your pot noodles won't get cold while you're reading out these to our listener.
No, I don't. I've got pretty good technology of keeping my pot noodle always warm at the right temperature at all times.
Is it called a microwave?
Wow. Some people call it a microwave. I call it a little box of dreams.
Who tweeted the show?
Well, at the moment, we've got some great tweets coming in. We had Rebecca Nuts. She asked, can the blood group diet help with skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis?
Oh, can I ask Tom? Tom?
Yes, actually, psoriasis is one of the things which has been it's been found to be helped greatly by the blood group diet. Just changing your diet to the foods which are suitable for your blood group, have many people with psoriasis have found that it makes a big difference.
There you are, Matt. There's hope for you.
I do like hope.
What else you got?
So we've got the Harry Covert said, surely a healthy, balanced diet in moderation is far more effective than yet another fad diet.
Did he say Shirley or surely? I know he does live with Shirley.
Well, that's my strange accent coming out because I'm both from the West Country and North and down here. So I've got a very strange...
So I've heard, but I was harmonious. I was very impressed with your Alabama accent earlier on. Tom, can you answer that? Is it just a little fad? Harry Covert is goading you, isn't he?
If it was a fad, it wouldn't still be in the New York Times bestseller list after 20 years.
Tell it like it is, Tom.
All right, so Josh has said, how easy is it to maintain a diet for weight training without eating meat?
Tom or Jackie?
Well, I don't know that what we would recommend is a completely meat-free diet for most people, especially if they're weight training or recovering from an illness. It would be more like eating the meats for your type than not eating protein at all.
So perhaps telling this Josh, Matt, to go in and have a blood test if he's near Canterbury or Harley Street, London.
Definitely. So also we've got two final tweets. One from Sansi Unlimited saying, fascinating listening, eye and ear opening. And finally one from Matt Cook saying, really looking forward to a quinoa pot noodle. Hashtag compromise.
Is that the Matt Cook?
Yeah, we could make
you a quinoa one, couldn't we, Jacqueline?
Well, if you just pop in a little bit of lemon juice or have a homemade lemonade, you could balance that out for yourself, prevent scurvy.
I love that. We're going to get this, Matt, whipped into shape. You've been listening to me, Jules Serkin, on Share Radio. We're here every Saturday at 2 p.m. I'd like to thank my guests, Tom Greenfield, and Dr. Jacqueline Greenfield. Christian Coates up there in Manchester with his Stanford's pork pie, no doubt. And Kerry Jones, who was doing a yoga retreat somewhere in the country. And we're sorry about the sound on her mobile, but she was in the depths of a field somewhere. You can join us next week for all things Scots, you know. We're going to have haggis, whiskey, salmon. So from me, Jules Serkin, in the Share Radio studio, it's Ochayanu.
That was Share Food with Jules Serkin. Back every Saturday at 2 o'clock on Share Radio.